Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 60 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Michael Green.
Kentucky's top election official is making predictions about voter turnout.
Democratic candidates will be in Moorhead on Saturday.
Governor Matt Bevin met with Boyd County teachers today.
An area homeless coalition is holding a reverse trick-or-treat event tonight.
A new employment opportunity is coming to Floyd County.
In sports, the Vikings face the Red Devils tonight in the second round of the 16th regional tournament.
Bud Luke has a stock report.
Showers this evening with a low around 60. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
Just over 30% of registered voters will exercise their right to choose the Commonwealth's leaders next week. That's according to the state's top election official. Secretary of State Allison Lundgren Grimes said Tuesday that she is expecting about 1 million voters, or 31% of the state's 3.5 million registered voters, to turn up at the polls on November 5th. Grimes and her office based the prediction on absentee ballot totals. Officials said if the prediction proves correct, the voter total would slightly edge out 2015's general election when 30.7% of registered voters turned out.
Democratic candidates for state offices will be visiting Moorhead this Saturday. With just 30% of voters expected to turn out for Tuesday's election, the candidates are hoping to encourage more residents to visit the polls. Ashley Adkins is the Democratic Party chair for Rowan County.
Historically, that has been the turnout in Kentucky. We didn't see a great turnout in the primary. As of yesterday, there were 800,000 doors that had been knocked across Kentucky asking, you know, these individuals to get out and to vote. So the efforts like that, and then efforts like we're seeing on Saturday with this Get Out the Vote tour, we're hoping to raise that number.
The event takes place at 3 p.m. at the Fuzzy Dock on Main Street in Moorhead.
Governor Matt Bevin met with a Boyd County teacher today to discuss classroom issues and future funding in the region. Across the state, pension legislation and funding for public schools have both been in the spotlight. After a visit in Boyd County where he announced a grant for road projects, Bevin invited protesting teachers to speak with him in Frankfort. Boyd County Kentucky Education Association President Missy Salyers met with Bevin and discussed a variety of things, including classroom issues. She tells WSAZ the meeting was important to have.
They were very welcoming, listened to me, gave feedback. We all seem to be on the same page, as in we want what's best for Kentucky kids. And I think that we all have the same goal and we all have the same heart. It's just sometimes we try to get to the end result in different ways, and that's okay. That's what makes America great.
The meeting in Frankfort lasted for an hour and was behind closed doors.
The trick-or-treat for Gateway House Food Drive will continue this afternoon in Moorhead. The Gateway Homeless Coalition provides support for those in need in Bath, Menifee, Montgomery, Morgan, and Rowan County. The food drive began on Monday, where volunteers handed out information about Gateway House and asked for donations of non-perishable food items. Emily Rogan is the AmeriCorps Vista Outreach and Engagement Coordinator for the coalition. She says community events around the holidays help spread their message of helping people.
I know there are a lot of people here locally in Moorhead that will donate and support us and are really passionate about what we do. There are also a lot of people who don't know who we are, and so doing events like this in the community really helps to spread that message and make it so that more and more people know about Gateway House's mission and how they can help the people that we serve.
Volunteers will meet at Laughlin Gym this afternoon to begin collecting donations.
A program in Hindman is helping those who are facing or have faced drug addiction by giving them hands-on activities. The Culture of Recovery program offers materials to participants so they can blacksmith, sculpt and paint pottery, or work with wood. The program pairs with Hickory Hill Recovery Center and Knott County's Drug Court Initiative. Jeremy Haney once went through the program but is now a sponsor. He tells WYMT he enjoys helping others going through recovery.
I'm a sponsor now, so I sponsor guys coming through the program. To see them come in like me, hopeless and not knowing which direction to go, and just kind of lead them and show them, you know, there is a new way of life, there's a better way of living.
To learn more about the program, visit the Appalachian Artisan Center Facebook page.
A major step forward for hemp production has surfaced as U.S. agricultural officials announce they are poised to roll out federal regulations for the crop. Many states, including Kentucky, have awaited the announcement so they can begin widespread hemp production. U.S. Agricultural Secretary Sonny Perdue says the new rules cover the requirements for licensing where hemp can be grown, as well as THC testing standards.
The USDA has published the rule establishing the U.S. Domestic Hemp Production Program. We said we'd get it done in time for producers to make planting decisions for 2020.
The rules also make hemp producers eligible for federal agricultural programs, including insurance coverage.
As cold weather arrives, officials with the Better Business Bureau are warning small businesses and residents about potential utility scams. In the winter months, utility companies see a rise in late or unpaid bills, but they won't call and ask for immediate payment over the phone. Heather Clary is the Director of Communications for the BBB in Lexington.
They just don't operate that way. In fact, they usually give you several chances and warnings, and many of them can work with you to arrange a payment system in case you are having financial difficulty. It can target residents, and especially with cold weather coming, and people don't want that heat cut off and the lights and everything. So it's all the more important to be aware of these scams.
Clary says if someone is contacted by a utility regarding a bill they're unsure of, they should hang up and call a utility number they know to be true.
Officials with the Floyd County Fiscal Court say more jobs are coming to the area. WMKY's Zoe Hall has the story.
Floyd County Judge Executive Robbie Williams announced that the Fiscal Court teamed up with Teleworks to provide 300 jobs in the county. Williams says he thinks this is an excellent opportunity for Floyd County and Eastern Kentucky. The jobs will pay $12 an hour and offer health insurance, retirement, and paid vacation. Applicants are eligible even if they live outside Floyd County. A job fair for the open positions will be held in the Floyd County Fiscal Courtroom Wednesday, November 13th from 10 a.m. until noon, followed by another from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. From WMKY News, I'm Zoe Hall.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Radio Eye, Kentucky's statewide daily reading service for the blind and visually impaired. Radio Eye's reading service offers newspapers, magazines, health materials, and grocery ads for independent living to people who are blind, visually impaired, or any disability that makes reading difficult or impossible. Radios are available to qualified applicants. More information is available by calling 859-422-6390 or online at radioeye.org.
Pikeville Police Department is asking for any information that could lead to the identity of a vandal who they say destroyed campaign signs in the Foggy Mountain community early Sunday morning. Police Chief Chris Edmonds tells WYMT the campaign signs belong to Justin Hamilton, one of the men running for Pike County Family Court Judge. Edmonds says there is a camera footage of what is believed to be the vandal, but it isn't clear because it was recorded during the early morning hours. Signs for Kent Varney, the other man running for the seat, were also reported to have been tampered with this election season. Both men will be listed on the ballot during the election next Tuesday.
An American Legion post was scammed out of money it set aside for Thanksgiving food baskets and holiday gifts for the needy. WMKY's Lori Likens has the story.
A post commander at American Legion Post 257 in Bourbon County was in the office on a Saturday earlier this month when he answered a phone call from someone claiming to be with Kentucky Utilities. The caller said the post bills were not paid and threatened to cut off the power within 30 minutes if the bill was not paid immediately. The commander called the fake Kentucky Utilities employee back with the payment. The commander called the power company and the company responded saying the post bills were paid up. Green Dot told him the money was gone. Officials advise residents that receive a call from a utility provider demanding payment right away to hang up and call the utility from the number on a bill to verify before making payment. For WMKY, I'm Lori Likens.
Officials say more credit card skimmers have been found in the Commonwealth. The Kentucky Department of Agriculture found 10 skimmers during 1 week in September, with the total number this year increasing to 17. According to WKYT, drivers should be aware of signs of tampering at gas pumps, including scratches, foreign components, loose card readers, and damaged security tape. Evidence of tampering gas pumps should be reported via email at ag.web@ky.gov.
A Lawrence County family is struggling to understand why their dog was attacked. Wilma Cordell tells WYMT she left her home on Bear Branch in Blaine Monday morning to run an errand. When she came back a couple hours later, she made a gruesome discovery, saying she saw a trail of blood leading from the road to under her mobile home. Her dog, Gypsy, had been shot with an arrow through the side under her arm. Lawrence County Constable Daniel Castle believes that this was no accident. He says the shot appeared to be placed on purpose and similar to the type of shot a deer hunter might use. Coral says Gypsy is expected to be okay and will come home today after undergoing surgery in Louisa Tuesday. The constable says another neighbor in the area reported their dog missing Tuesday afternoon and that he hopes the cases are not connected. Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast. Tonight, showers, mainly before 9 p.m., low around 60, chance of precipitation is 80%. Thursday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 4 p.m., then showers likely, chance of precipitation is 100%. Thursday night, a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 8 p.m., cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 29. Taking a look at current temperatures, 59 in Grayson, 60 in Ashland, 61 in Mount Sterling, 62 in Inez, Lexington, and Winchester, and here in Moorhead, it's 60 degrees.
On our feature segment today, tonight marks the first of two concerts planned by students and faculty with the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music at Moorhead State University. WMKY's Tanner Boyd has a closer look at the event and the traditional music program.
Ready?
Yes.
One, two, three.
That's the Mountain Music Ambassadors, an ensemble led by Raymond McLean, the director of the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music at Moorhead State University. They're practicing for the Sounds of Our Heritage concert Wednesday evening, where they'll play alongside other groups from the KCTM. Along with bluegrass, there will also be groups playing old-time, country, and traditional vocal music. And McLean says there's also a wide range of students performing at the showcase.
We have students that play at all different levels. Some come already having a lot of experience, and some come and say, you know, I want to learn to play the guitar. Some have significant stage experience when they arrive, and some have never played in front of anyone before.
Bailey Henderson is a double major in mathematics and traditional music at Moorhead State. She played in a band before starting college and looked to the KCTM as a means to grow musically.
And we just kind of played music until we all went off to college. And now I've been here for, I guess this is my third year here. And I've gotten so many different opportunities with music. I've been a part of the Mountain Music Ambassadors. I got to meet like Duel Lawson and all these crazy people at IBMA. It was so cool.
Henderson's experience is reflective of many who have received education through the center, and McLean says students who attend there can see how these styles of music have innovated to what they are now.
You'll see a picture of the Kentucky Spring Ticklers. That was the Eastern Kentucky band that was the first group, as far as we know, that used a bass in country music. The first group that recorded with a bass. You'll see people that have huge history, an important part of traditional music history that you recognize. People like Bill Monroe, String Bean.
What they'll also learn, McLean says, is while the word traditional can have a certain connotation, bluegrass music is a 20th century product from Bill Monroe.
Bill added the last piece of, he put a lot of the other elements in place. before that time. But the last element was the three-finger style of banjo, Earl Scruggs style banjo playing, and when Earl Scruggs joined the Bluegrass Boys in 1946, people point to that as the first bluegrass band.
McLean calls the music in the area part of a living tradition, and that's an idea Henderson says her and other students at the center agree on.
And I think that it's kind of like our job to learn all these tunes and to kind of keep the culture alive, not only in Kentucky, but in like the Appalachian region. It's so important because that's the music from where we came from, and not a lot of people our age and younger know about it. So it's kind of something we're trying to keep alive because it's so important.
Then when they leave the center to pursue their own musical interests, they become part of something bigger.
The current students who are going to go out and tour and be an important part of the industry, but also the music community. And that's really important because without the music community, the music doesn't live. You need both parts, the entertainers and the music community.
Wednesday's event is set to begin at 7 p.m. at the Rowan County Arts Center. The semester finale concert will be at the Moorhead Conference Center on December 3rd. Reporting for WMKY, I'm Tanner Boyd.
It's 447 and 57 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Michael Green and Cody Robinson, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this soggy Wednesday afternoon. Ty Martin has a look at sports right after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Moorhead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by the hour or per game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
The Vikings face the Red Devils tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tom Martin. Round County Volleyball takes on Russell tonight in the semifinal round of the 16th Region Tournament. The Vikings earned their spot in the semis by way of 3-0 victory over East Carter Tuesday night. As teams move deeper into postseason play, injuries can become a factor, but Round head coach Steve Walters says his team has been able to stay healthy.
We should be okay. There's no real major stuff going on. You know, we've got the typical aches and pains, but no, cross our fingers, no flu, no strep, nothing like that going on, and no real injuries that we're recovering from.
Russell swept Ashland Blazer last night to set up tonight's showdown with Round County. The Vikings and Red Devils met once during the regular season, with Round falling on the road to Russell by a score of 3-1. The winner of tonight's 7:30 p.m. matchup will play the winner of the 6 p.m. contest between West Carter and Boyd County for the state title on Thursday night. Round County's football team is celebrating their senior players this week. The Vikings welcome Montgomery County for their final regular season game on Friday. Head coach Kelly Ford says the team's success starts with the offense.
Senior tackle, Hunter Risenbeckler. He's been a 3-year starter for us. He's one of probably the quietest kids that I've ever coached. Gets out of it pretty good. Wiley Tanner. He has been a very, very inspiring kid. We had to first get a little mean streak out of him. He was a big teddy bear to us. But this year he has really grown. Gage Wilder plays tight end for us, works really hard. Gage is a guy that loves the weight room. If you let him, he'll stay in there 24 hours a day to live.
Kickoff this Friday in Moorhead is set for 7:30 p.m. Moorhead State basketball got its season off to a good start with an exhibition win over Kentucky Christian University on Tuesday night. MSU's front court was a big factor in the win, accounting for almost half of the team's 86 points. Freshman forward Tyson Claude led the way with 20 points, while sophomore forward LJ Bryan and junior forward James Barker each scored 10. Here's head coach Preston Spradlin on development of his big men.
know who they are. They like physicality. They obviously got the size and the strength. And both of them are very skilled. You know, they command a lot of space in there. There's a lot of value in doing that. You know, I thought that our guards did a good job of shrinking the court, looking in there to give those guys looks.
The Eagles begin regular season play next Tuesday when they host Samford at Johnson Arena. On the course for the final time during the fall portion of its 2019-2020 slate, Morehead State Women's Golf wrapped up play at the Town & Country Invitational Tuesday afternoon. WMKY's Chaz Jenkins has the story.
The Eagles concluded the event with a seventh-place finish. As a team, Morehead State opened the event, firing a season-best team total of 294. The Eagles' final round team score of 302 also placed amongst the team's top scorers of the season, ranking third for the team in the fall. Leading Morehead State at the event, senior Gypsy Hutchinson secured her third top 15 finish of the fall, tying for 13th. Redshirt junior Bridget Connolly finished the event tied for 16th, firing a season-low total in the final round. Morehead State returns to the course for the first time in the spring portion of its schedule at the Mid-American Match Play event in February. For WMKY Sports, I'm Chaz Jenkins.
One of the most exciting seasons in baseball history will wrap up tonight with Game 7 of the World Series. Set in Houston, the Astros and Nationals are tied at 3 games apiece in the series. Washington picked up last night's win 7-2. Nats third baseman Anthony Rendon tells Nationals.com his team has had quite the ride this season.
Oh, man, it's just a testimony to our work all year. Everyone talks about our start in May or whatever and wanting to get rid of people, firing, trading, whatever you want to call it. And for us to continue to battle and stay with each other and continue to grind the whole season and be in this position, I mean, who would have guessed it?
First pitch tonight is set for 8:08 p.m. And finally in sports this afternoon, Anthony Dalton disagrees with his benching by the Cincinnati Bengals. He takes issue with the way the team waited until shortly before the trade deadline to inform him, leaving no time to see if another team might be interested. Coach Zach Taylor decided Tuesday to switch to rookie Ryan Finley so the 0-8 Bengals can start making long-term decisions on the quarterback spot. If Finley struggles, the Bengals could draft another quarterback next year. The move was announced on Dalton's 32nd birthday. He waited a day before sharing his thoughts with teammates. Since he is coming off a 24-10 loss to the Rams Sunday, they have some time to prepare for their next matchup with the Ravens on November 11th. And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Tom Martin.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics online at msueagles.com. Women's basketball opens their season with an exhibition game hosting Hillsdale College at 7 p.m. on Friday, November 1st. Men's basketball welcomes Samford at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, November 5th. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose as investors cheered the Federal Reserve's third rate cut of the year and comments from Chairman Jerome Powell that signaled it would be a while before the central bank hikes rates. And at the close, the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 115.27 at 27,186.69. The S&P 500 set yet another all-time closing record, finishing with a gain of 9.88 at 3,046.77. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 27.12 at 8,303.97. Utilities and healthcare were the best-performing sectors in the S&P 500, both rising almost 1%, and GE was among the S&P 500's biggest advancers on the back of strong earnings. Johnson & Johnson outperformed all other Dow stocks, rising almost 3% after the company said it found no asbestos in its baby powder after testing. Stocks moved to their highs of the day after Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said in a press conference after the decision to lower rates that the central bank would need to see a really significant rise in inflation before the Fed would think about hiking rates. And, of course, the Fed's announcements come after the release of better-than-expected economic data earlier in the day, as the Commerce Department said U.S. GDP grew by 1.9% in the third quarter, topping expectations of 1.6%. As mentioned, the corporate earnings season continued today with GE posting results that beat analyst expectations. GE also raises forecast for 2019 cash flow, sending the stock up 11%. CME Group and ADP also reported better-than-expected earnings. Apple, Facebook, Starbucks, and Lyft are among the companies set to release earnings after the bell. So far, the corporate earnings season has been better than feared. Of the S&P 500 companies that have reported, 74% have posted better-than-expected earnings. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1.2% at $54.89 a barrel. Gold was up 0.5% at $1,497.90 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were quiet, with the Stock 600 index inching up only 0.1%. In Asia, stocks were weak, with the Nikkei down 0.6% and the Shanghai Composite down 0.5%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was U.S. Bancorp down 22 cents at 57.12, Delta Airlines down 3 cents at 55.35, Lowe's up $1.80 at 111.33, Marathon Petroleum down $1.86 at 66.16, and Yum Brands was down 6.23, finishing at 103.49. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's Pizza in the Patrick Center, Moorhead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include the meats, the works, Tuscan 6 cheese, and many more. Side items include garlic parmesan breadsticks, cheese sticks, chicken wings, and poppers. Desserts include chocolate chip cookie and double chocolate chip brownie. For pickup and delivery in Moorhead and Round County, Papa John's can be reached at 784-3551 and online at papajohns.com.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 4 p.m. and showers likely. Chance of precipitation is 100%. Thursday night, a 30% chance of showers, cloudy skies with a low around 29. On Friday, sunny with a high near 47. Friday night, areas of frost after 2 a.m., otherwise clear with a low around 27 degrees. Taking a look at some events coming up around the region. Moorhead and Rowan County families are invited to the annual Just Say Boo to Drugs at the Laughlin Health Building from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. on Thursday, October 31st. The free event is open to everyone in the community for an evening of trick-or-treating in a safe environment. Candy, games, and bounce houses, and free admission.
Cornbread and Tortillas will perform at 6:30 p.m. on Friday, November 1st, in the Button Drill Room at Moorhead State University. Cornbread and Tortillas is a performance group of Appalachian and Latino musicians, dancers, and storytellers. The performance is free and open to the public.
High school juniors, seniors, and transfer students are invited to an open house at Moorhead State University from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, November 2nd. Information about financial aid, housing, admissions, and campus life. Campus tours will also be available.
The Rowan County Caring and Sharing Alzheimer's Support Group will meet at 6 p.m. on Monday, November 4th at the Rowan County Public Library. Caregiving of those with Alzheimer's or a related disorder are invited to attend. Attendees will receive education, support, and information about caregiving issues.
Coffee Tree Books on Main Street in Moorhead will feature a public reading by author Sean Corbin at 6 p.m. on Thursday, November 7th. Corbin will read from his selected poems. The event is free and open to the public.
A blood drive sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center will be held at St. Clair Regional Medical Center in Moorhead from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Thursday, November 7th. Donors must be able to provide a photo ID, be at least 17 years of age or 16 with parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health. All donors will receive a free T-shirt.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Lori Likens, Michael Green, Zoe Hall, Jonathan Burton, and Wyatt Melton, and Cody Robinson. WUKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Tanner Boyd. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Michael Green and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.